USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump set to discuss the growing concerns over coronavirus at 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Now, as that's going on during a House hearing on Capitol Hill, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has an update on the coronavirus.
The immediate risk to the American public remains low, but there is now community transmission in a number of countries, including outside of Asia, which is deeply concerning.
Less than 24 hours after the Democratic presidential debate, South Carolina Democratic Congressman Jim Clyburn is endorsing former Vice President Joe Biden in the 2020 election.
And nobody with whom I've ever worked in public life is any more committed to that motto, that pledge that I have to my constituents than Joe Biden.
Biden does have a slim lead in the latest polls in South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
A new survey names what states are the best for black-owned businesses. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the findings.
FitSmallBusiness.com ranking states on the number of African-American-owned businesses they have, as well as corporate tax rates and what assets are offered to black entrepreneurs. Number one on the list of best states for black entrepreneurship is Georgia. Second on the list was Texas, followed by Florida, California, and North Carolina. It also says the number of businesses in America owned by black women grew by 322% since 1997. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper is testifying before a House Armed Services Committee on the budget for the Pentagon. Speaking on Capitol Hill, Chairman Adam Smith says that the money that's being diverted for President Trump's border wall is, in his opinion, damaging to the Pentagon. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Republicans at the state and federal level are pushing for lower costs associated with regulations as a way to address the nation's affordable housing crisis. Now, Democrats have their other ways that they want to fix the housing crisis, and with them it means actually more regulations. Connor Doherty is a reporter with the New York Times. I had a chance to catch up with him, and one of the things we discussed was housing and how this will play a part in the 2020 election.
You are hearing people at the federal level talk about this problem increasingly, and I think that that has been really encouraging, even if I don't always love the tenor of the conversation. So just today or yesterday, the Trump Council of Economic Advisors put out a report saying that the lack of affordable housing is a huge impediment to economic growth for this country nationwide. So they're concerned about it. Now, they have some remedies that, in some sort of pure Trumpian fashion, sort of try to really stick it to liberal cities. But then go over to the Democratic primary, where every major candidate has put out a pretty extensive housing plan. As with a great many of the plans that we've heard people talk about in the debates, the chances of them really being enacted to law are quite low.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.